From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Zimbabwe's constitutional court has outlawed child marriage Wednesday after two former child brides took the government to court in a groundbreaking case to challenge the practice that is rife in the southern African nation. Loveness Madzuru and Ravimbo Tsobodzi asked for child marriage to be declared illegal and constitutional, saying it was a form of child abuse which trapped girls into lives of poverty and suffering. The court ruled that as of January 20th, no one in Zimbabwe may enter any marriage, including customary law unions, before the age of 18, and struck down a section of the Marriage Act which allows girls to marry at 16, but boys at 18. A UN Security Council delegation headed to Burundi Wednesday with a message for the government and opposition to start substantive dialogue and avert catastrophe before it's too late. Election-related violence has killed 439 people since April, and more than 230,000 have fled the country. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is leading the mission along with her French and Angolan counterparts. She told VOA that Burundi is at a crossroads.
They cannot let it become business as usual, that you wake up in the morning and there's a corpse on the street as you try to get to work. And that is what is starting to happen in Burundi.
And now to Afghanistan, where officials there say a suicide car bomb attack near the Russian embassy in the capital of Kabul has killed at least four people. A health ministry director told VOA that at least 28 other people were wounded in the blast on Wednesday. Russian foreign ministry officials said there were no injuries among Russian staff and that the embassy in Kabul will increase security. This is VOA News. A gun and bomb attack on a university in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday killed at least 25 people and wounded dozens more, according to officials and hospital sources. Authorities said a group of four terrorists stormed the Baka Khan University in the town of Charsada at around 9 in the morning and opened fire on students and teachers. A regional deputy inspector general of police said at least two of the suicide bombers were among the attackers. Uncertainty over the timing of urgent talks on Syria's future and the humanitarian crisis in the nation were high on the agenda as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Switzerland Wednesday. Kerry pressed Russia to use its influence with the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to ensure immediate, unimpeded, and sustained humanitarian access to all Syrians in need, especially in besieged areas. A State Department spokesman was speaking to reporters after Kerry Lavrov talks in Zurich on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The United Nations foresees a slight improvement in world economic growth over the next 2 years after last year's less than stellar performance. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The world economy grew by a mere 2.4% in 2015. UN economists say they expect a modest improvement over the coming 2 years, with global growth reaching 3.2% at the end of next year. The UN's joint report predicts growth in developed economies will continue to gain momentum this year, surpassing 2% for the first time since 2010. It says developing and transition economies are expected to do even better, with growth rates reaching 4.3% in 2016 and 4.8% in 2017. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Taliban suicide car bomber targeting a minibus carrying journalists working for a private Afghan television station Wednesday, killing seven employees during the evening rush hour close to the national parliament in Kabul, according to officials. It was the latest in a series of suicide attacks in the Afghan capital that is coinciding with renewed efforts to revive the peace process with Taliban insurgents that broke down in July. The bomber targeted a vehicle owned by a company that works with Tolo News, which is Afghanistan's first 24-hour news channel. Yemeni security officials say that Oman has closed its two border crossings with Yemen over fears of militant attacks, leaving Yemenis largely sealed off from the outside world. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.